This morning, if you have your Bibles, we want to continue our study through the book of 1 Thessalonians. So if you turn with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and we want to begin looking at verse 12, and we're going to be looking at 12 through 15 this morning. I'm going to read to the end of the chapter, though, so you get the full context of what Paul is saying in this last few paragraphs of this letter to the church at Thessalonica. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesyings, prove all things, hold fast to that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Brethren, pray for us. Greet all the brethren with a holy kiss. I charge you by the Lord that the epistle be read unto all the holy brethren. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. Father, as we come before you this morning, Lord, we pray that you would just speak to us from your word. Teach us the things that we need to learn. And Father, help us to learn and why you inspired Paul to record these words and that your Spirit has preserved them to give them to us today. Lord, help us to understand how we are to live as your children. Lord, as we look for your second coming, as we await the rapture of the church, and as we see that that day is ever drawing closer, may we heed the words of the apostle on how we are to live as your children and how we are to walk as your people. Speak to us, we pray, this day. In Jesus' name, amen. The Apostle Paul in his epistles talks about the fact that there are three main functions that God has established on the earth by which men live, and that we are to be part of those, and that they're to have God established them, that he could be glorified through them, and that also that men would know who he was, and that they would live according to his will, and that there would be men would walk according to his character. Those three institutions would be government, the family, and the church. The most significant of all of them is the church, a lot of times because that is the one that we are part of. We're the bride of Christ. We have been called to walk together as his people. Within each of these various institutions, God has established an order and given an order that is to be there, for that order is for a purpose. Within the institution of the family, we see that he established, back when he created man, he created the male and female. He created them and established the first family unit when he made Adam and Eve. When he created man, he also established the order in which a family was to function, and that not that woman was any less than man or man any more than woman, but rather they were equal in the sight of the Lord but had been given different responsibilities and functions. One of the functions that man had been given was that he was to be responsible for the spiritual authority of his home and to watch out for the spiritual well-being of those that were under his care, his wife and his children. We see that Adam neglected that responsibility. He didn't look out and watch out for Eve, And he allowed her to be deceived by Satan, and then he willfully went into and sinned against the Lord, disobeying God's command and not taking his responsibility seriously. It's because of Adam's sin that we suffer today in this world. We struggle with sin ourselves. We see that Satan rebelled against God first before man did. And Satan is doing everything in his power to get men to continue to walk in rebellion to God because he desires to usurp God's authority and take God's position. Consequently, he desires to turn on its head everything that God has established as sacred, and he's done that with the family. You see that the family today, we've talked about it before in various messages, the family today is under assault from all areas. We see that divorce is at a high rate. We see that the sacred institution of marriage is oftentimes scoffed at and looked down upon as people just move from partner to partner and from relationship to relationship, never establishing the sacredness of marital bonds and being committed to one person for life as God has said they should do. We also see that the home is under attack with children being the authority of the home and the authority of the parents over the children, and that they are to obey their parents. That's constantly under attack as our world system establishes that they should listen to it instead of their parents. We even had we've had politicians in the past that have said that the world is the village that needs to raise our children. And they've even said that they need to be taken out of the home and placed into state institutionally run schools and daycares so that the world's values can be implanted in them. That is in direct opposition and violation to God's command in dealing with the institution of the family. Because the family was to be the place where there could be nurtured, we could nurture the lives of the young children, we could teach them about the Lord, we could instruct them in God's ways, the father being the spiritual head, but as he's the spiritual head, he's the greatest servant within the family because he's there to take and meet the needs of his wife and his children and to love them as Christ loves the church. We see that Satan desires to destroy this institution. We also know that from the book of Romans and other writings of the Apostle Paul in the New Testament, as well as God's Word in establishing for the nation of Israel in the Old Testament, the fact that God established the law and government to rule, that there could be order upheld within culture and society, and that wickedness and sin could be dealt with. That was the purpose of government. We see that oftentimes what happens today is Satan wants to undermine and destroy that as well. And as you look at what the Scripture says, the Apostle Paul says in the book of Romans, we're to pray for our leaders and we're to pray for those that God has placed over us. We're to constantly remember them in our prayers. We are to submit to their authority. And the only time that submission is to not be done is when they come in direct violation and contradiction with God's authority and word over us. Then God tells us that we are to stand up for Him and not stand up for those devices that Satan may have put in place within the governmental rules to undermine and destroy Christian witness and honoring the Lord. And then the third one that we want to look at this morning.